Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. It is December 1st. Can you believe it? Oh my God, 2018 has just about gone out with a shot. We're in the first day of the last month of the year. Christmas is in 24 days, and I know there's a lot of hustle and bustle and sales and all that stuff going on as we remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. We may not have gotten the day of his birth just right, and I can almost guarantee that we didn't. But I praise God that we have set aside a day to remember, amen, that the Lord wrapped himself in flesh and dwelt among men for the sole purpose of redeeming our souls, for the sole purpose of saving our lives, for the sole purpose of bringing us up out of darkness and introducing us to light so that we might have light and that more abundantly. He said that's why he came, that we might have life and that more abundantly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's remember as we gather up gifts, amen, for friends and family, that Jesus is the reason for the season. You know, I used to have a tradition with my children as they were growing up, and I'm hoping, you know, we don't live in the city any longer. So I still hope, and I talk to my son about it all the time, that he has continued that every year. I know he's done it a few times, but I hope that he continued it every year, because it's precious in our children when you have such traditions. And the tradition was this: every Christmas Eve, my children and I, and of course we would gather up as through the year, and I would let them know that Jesus was the reason for the season. Amen. And I would teach them the entire time the season was going forward as we would do things. And we would talk about the other traditions surrounding Christmas, but the main focus, of course, being Jesus, being the reason for the season. And during this time, I would set it up so they had like little hors d'oeuvres and Christmas cookies, and I made it like a celebration event. And we would set aside different Christmas movies to enjoy through the night. So this was almost an all-nighter until basically they fell asleep. And after they would, be enjoying their little hors d'oeuvres and such, we would read, amen, in scripture about the birth of Jesus. And after they had enjoyed those festivities and we had read the word, and they would sit there and enjoy, I mean, just intent on it every year, excited about doing it. And we did this through their teen years. It was every single year. And they enjoyed it even into their teen years. Never once did they buck up against me when it was time for us to go forward in this tradition. And I praise God for that. But we would read the Christmas story, which is what I would call it. We read about the birth of Christ. Amen. And they would enjoy that. And then at the very end, I would let them know that we give gifts to each other. And I don't know what anybody else's tradition is, but I would let them know we give gifts to one another because of the greatest gift of all that was given to us. Amen. Jesus was a gift that came down from glory to redeem the souls of each and every one of us. The greatest gift of all is the gift of life that Jesus has given to us. The greatest gift of all. We remember him, and we remember all of that. As we give gifts to one another, we remember that Jesus is the greatest gift, and what he brought to us, the greatest of gifts. So we give to one another because that kind of love we want to duplicate. Amen. So we are kind during this season. And not just this season, of course, I taught them better than that. But people are kinder during this season and more tolerant during this season. And I give glory to God for all of that. But that made an impression in the hearts of my children. And I'm hoping that you have traditions of your own that will help your and make an impression and help your children, amen, to know that the greatest gift of all was the gift of life. And that's what Jesus brought to us. Amen. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord today. I am coming from Malachi chapters 1 through 4 today from the New King James Version of the Word of God. And we give him glory, we give him praise, and we thank him for all that he's done, all that he is doing. The Lord is always working on our behalf, no matter what things look like and how you feel about how they look. The Lord is always working on our behalf. We don't always understand what's going on because we live in time, but in eternity, amen, that we're going through, that we are processing, are already done. And we've already come out on the other side unscathed, amen, and victorious. So keep in mind today, no matter what the day looks like, you are victorious. Because you are married to the victor. Amen. And the one who is married to the victor is victorious. The victor is Jesus. And we are hiding our lives in him today. And we are victorious. I give God the glory. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for life, for health, and for strength. We thank you, Lord, for provision, for strength. We thank you, Lord, that we have been given the honor and the privilege to be able to hide ourselves in you so our enemy cannot see us, so our enemy cannot buck up against us, so our enemy cannot take what is most precious, and that is our life. Lord God, I thank you that my life, our lives, are hidden in you. Lord, we give you glory and we give you honor right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord. Make us, Lord God. Shape us, Lord God. Redeem us, Lord God. Save us, Lord God. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Heal right now, Lord God, every sickness, every affliction, Lord God, every condition, Lord God, we lift it up before you right now, whether they be spiritual or physical ones, Lord God, whether emotional or psychological, whether social, Lord God, or financial, whatever the situation is, whatever the healing that is in need, that is needed, Lord God, we lift it up before you right now. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you, Lord God, might dig up, Lord God, the rotten places, Lord God, and replace it with your spirit. Lord God, let your spirit permeate every area of our lives right now in the name of Jesus. Remove every obstacle, Lord God, set up by the devil himself, Lord God, and everything that has come against our purpose and our destiny. Father, in the name of Jesus, move, Lord God, every diabolical trick, Lord God, every deception, Lord God, that has come against us. God, rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. God, rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask for full disclosure and exposure of every diabolical trick right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and wisdom, Lord God, how to go forward, how to go around it, how to go through it, however you would have us to do, Lord God. Walk us straight through the valley, Lord God, of the shadow of the death, Lord God, and we will fear no evil because you are with us and they're only shadows. Oh, Lord God, we thank you right now for your mercy and for your grace. We thank you right now for this salvation, for your deliverance. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you are moving, that you are digging up, that you are rooting out. We thank you right now, Lord God, for life and that more abundantly. We thank you for peace right now in the name of Jesus. Bless us as we read your word today, Lord God. Give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding and revelation directly from your throne. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord God, to go forth within obedience, Lord God. Show us
the way. Give us creative and exciting ideas, Lord God, to go forward, Lord God, so that we be proclaimers of your gospel, so that we be witnesses of the greatness of God, and so that the world might know through us that you are the Christ. We bless your name, Lord God, even right now in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for all things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're reading from Malachi chapters 1 through 4 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. The burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. I have loved you, says the Lord, yet you say, way have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, says the Lord? Yet Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated, and lay waste his mountain and his heritage for jackals of the wilderness. Even though Edom has said, we have been impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places. Thus says the Lord of hosts, they may build, but I will throw down. They shall be called the territory of wickedness, and the people against whom the Lord will have indignation forever. Your eyes shall see, and you will say, the Lord is magnified beyond the border of Israel. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am the master, where is my reverence? Says the Lord of hosts, to you priests who despise my name, yet you say, in what way have we despised your name? You offer defiled food on my altar, but say, in what way have we defiled you? By saying, the table of the Lord is contemptible. And when you offer the blind as a sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it then to your governor, which he be pleased with you, for he accepts you favorably, says the Lord of hosts. But now entreat God's favor, that he may be gracious to you while this is being done by your hands. Will he accept you favorably, says the Lord of hosts? Who is there even among you who will shut so that you will not kindle fire on my altar in vain? I have no pleasure in you, says the Lord of hosts, nor will I accept an offering from your hands. For from the rising of the sun, even to the going down, to its going down, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. In every place, incense shall be offered to my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. But you profane it, in that you say, the table of the Lord is defiled, and its fruit, its food, is contemptible. You also say, oh, what a weariness, and you sneer at it, says the Lord of hosts, and you bring the stolen, the lame, and the sick. Thus you bring an offering. Should I accept this from your hand, says the Lord? But cursed be the deceiver who has in his flock a male and takes a vow, but the sacrifice is to the Lord what is blemished. For I am a great king, says the Lord of hosts, and my name is to be feared among the nations. And now the priest. And now, O priest, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear and if you will not take it to heart to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse among you, a curse, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have cursed them already because you do not take it to heart. Behold, I will rebuke your descendants and spread refuse on their faces and refuse of your solemn feasts. And one will take you away with it. Then you shall know that I have sent this commandment to you, that my covenant with Levi may continue, says the Lord of hosts. My covenant was with him, one of life and peace, and I gave them to him that he may fear me. So he feared me and was reverent before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and injustice was not found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and turned many away from iniquity. For the lips of a priest should keep knowledge, and people should seek the law from his mouth. And he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. But you have departed from the way. You have caused many to stumble at the law. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore, I also have made you contemptible and base before all the people, because you have not kept my laws, but have shown partiality in the law. Have we not all one Father? Has not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously with one another by profaning the covenant of the fathers? Judah has dealt treacherously, and an abomination has been committed in Israel and in Jerusalem, for Judah has profaned the Lord's holy institution, which he loves. He has married the daughter of a foreign god. May the Lord cut off from the tents of Jacob the man who does this, being awake and aware, yet who brings an offering to the Lord of hosts. And this is the second thing you do. You cover the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping and crying, so he does not regard the offering anymore, nor receive it with goodwill from your hands. Yet you say, for what reason? Because the Lord has been witness between you and the wife of your youth, whom you have dealt treacherously. Yet she is your companion and your wife by covenant. But did he not make them one, having a remnant of the Spirit? And why one? He seeks godly offspring. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously with the wife of his youth. For the Lord God of Israel says that he hates divorce, for it covers one's garment with violence, the Lord of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit that you do not deal treacherously. You have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you say, in what way have we wearied him? And that you say, everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them. Or where is God, the God of justice? Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasant to the Lord, as in the days of old, as in the former years. And I will come near you for judgment. I will be a swift witness against sorcerers, against adulterers, against perjurers, against those who exploit wage earners and widows and orphans, and against those who turn away an alien, because they do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. Yet from the days of your father you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. Way shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, and that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all the nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. Your words have been harsh against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have I spoken against you? You have said it is useless to serve God. What profit is it that we keep his ordinance and that we have walked as mourners before the Lord of hosts? So now we call the proud blessed, for those who do wickedness are raised up. They even tempt God and go free. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts,
on that day that I will make them my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Then you shall again discern between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly, will stumble, and the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts. That will leave them neither root nor branch. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day that I do this, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. I have read and you have heard from Malachi chapters 1 through 4 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope that you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.